Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've heard me say you need to own it. And what I mean by own it is own your space on the internet. One of the things that a lot of people tend to do is they say, oh, social media is all the rage. Look at that bright, shiny object, right? But the big thing is you don't own it. And they could take your account down and your profile down in a heartbeat. So one of the strongest things I love to get across to people is you should have your own website. And you should own that website. And what I mean by owning it is, number one, own your domain name. Number two, own your hosting. So in other words, if you use something like Squarespace or Wix or Weebly, where you're getting a free account, at any time you could spend a lot of money and a lot of time putting together this great website, and because you're not paying a monthly fee for it, and there's no easy way to back it up or convert it and move it to another platform, you might be wasting your time, and eventually you could have everything that you've done just poof, go away. So owning it is incredibly important. I want to tell you a couple of stories first. So I created a brand new course. It's called Evernote for Business. It's Evernote number 4 business.com. And I started teaching my coaching clients and a whole bunch of different people, virtual assistants and business owners, how to use Evernote to become more productive. It's an incredible tool. But the biggest problem is most people don't know not only the nuts and bolts of what it does, but how to efficiently use it. So I said, okay, I'm creating this course. So I go online and I do what I've done for years, and that is go to GoDaddy and buy a domain. Yeah, it's relatively cheap. It's around 15 bucks, and I've never really had a problem with it before. But this time it was different. So I bought the domain, and I never pay for private registration. Why? Well, I found out why. Because what GoDaddy has now done is when you purchase a domain, they take you and a whole bunch of other people and they put together a list and they sell that to companies that build websites. And the vast majority of people that are buying that list happen to be in India. So what happened to me was the day after I registered it, my phone was ringing off the hook. And I'm not lying. Every 5 minutes, I got a phone call, and they kept calling and calling and calling, and they would not stop because they have call centers over there. They can do it really cheap and it's easy. And so finally, the only way I could make that stop was to pick up the phone and say, A, number one, I am a web development company. B, I do not outsource projects, period. And, you know, I got everything from, oh, but we could do it cheaper. I don't care. Oh, you broke my heart. No offense. I don't care. I'm just trying to run my business. I don't have time to take your sales pitches. So GoDaddy, if you don't purchase this $8 a year thing to make it private, now all of a sudden they're just going to sell your information. Facebook, I get it. You know, you don't pay for it. But GoDaddy, I do pay for it. There is no reason they should be selling this to other people, but they do, unless you pay an additional $7. So then I get an email from one of my clients over the weekend. Let's call him Mark. And Mark says, hey, I was just going through my PayPal and I noticed that GoDaddy was charging me all these extra fees. I'm actually paying for hosting twice. So we kind of went forth and back and back and forth and said, why is this happening? Well, what happened was they sent him an email. He thought it was a legit email. He says, sure, I'll try your free trial. Well, he did a free trial of something they suggested to him, and he ended up buying two hosting packages. Then they tacked on to that their web security and safety program, and he's paying like $300 a year for something he wasn't using. So he says, how do I get that money back? So he called him up, And they said, yeah, we'll convert all this other stuff. And, you know, we'll do all these, you know, gobbledygook and we'll make it perfect. And I said, hey, before you do that, let's get the three of us on the phone and talk. So we did. So we made sure that all of the stuff that he purchased went away and he got a credit for it. But then they were going to transfer his website from his old server, which is one of the problems that I have with GoDaddy. I'll explain that in a minute, to a new server. And as they were getting ready to close out the deal, I said, hey, are you going to charge him a migration charge? Oh, yeah, that's an extra $100. I said, forget it. I'll take care of it. So in the end, I saved him about $400 he did not have to pay. So let's kind of talk through that. Number one. Domain names. You want to buy your domain names. I can't tell you where to go. There's a lot of places. Some people like Namecheap. Some people like Network Solutions. The bottom line is find a place that you can trust. But I can tell you right now, I'm not going back to GoDaddy. Don't buy that privacy thing. There's no reason to have it. People are going to find it anyways. As soon as you put your website up, you give all your information away. Just remember, it's their job to sell you as much crap as they possibly can. So don't buy it. And if you have to buy it in order to protect your name, something's wrong. Second thing is the hosting platform. I suggest you go back and listen to the episodes I talk about A2 hosting. I love them. They're local. Most of these companies like GoDaddy and HostGator and DreamHost are owned by big conglomerates and they're in the business of making money. They don't really give you the kind of tech support that you need, and they also charge you a lot of money, and they constantly try to sell you stuff you do not want, period. So go with a company like A2 that's based in the United States, that has English-speaking tech support, and has what's known as cPanel. If you need an explanation about that, I could probably do another detailed podcast about it. But cPanel is the latest. The problem that I have with GoDaddy is if you buy a server 5 years ago, they never upgrade you. At least A2 will continue to upgrade the server and give you the latest and greatest. GoDaddy wants to charge you to move to the latest and greatest. The next thing is an SSL certificate. Google will make your site more findable if it is protected with an SSL. Now, the thing about A2, that's included in the package. GoDaddy is going to charge you anywhere from $69 to $300 to put that on your site. So think about that when you're purchasing your hosting. The next thing is WordPress. They have different kinds of WordPress setups like managed WordPress. Here's the bottom line. Get somebody to install it for you. And on A2, they actually have it built in where they'll install right on the cPanel a WordPress for you. You don't have to go download software and have a lot of technical knowledge. But with those managed WordPress systems, you actually don't have as much access and can't do as much. So now you're relying on them and you're going to pay for stuff you don't need. So install WordPress, create an easy to remember but protected login. Use CAPTCHA codes. I know it's a pain in the butt, but it stops people from hacking your site. And make sure that you're updating your WordPress and the plugins on a regular basis. And that's the last thing I'm going to talk about. If you have a WordPress website, it has to be maintained. I have a service. I work with only the customers that I actually build their sites or work with them directly, where I update their plugins, their WordPress, and monitor it for them. There's a free plugin called WordFence that actually helps your site be protected from hackers who are trying to constantly get in there to get credit card information or use you as a spam bot. So the bottom line is create a WordPress website that is protected and updated. So I hope some of these cautionary tales get you thinking. Number one, own it. Make sure that you own the platform. And number two, keep it up to date. Trust me, you'll thank me later. So as I mentioned earlier in this platform, if you want to learn how to do Evernote better, check out evernoteforbusiness.com. There I have video training and worksheets to help you become more productive in your business and learn how to save time and make more money.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.